This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years, following an outbreak of the viral infection in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to neighboring countries. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Mpox, which is usually mild, can spread through close contact and in rare cases be fatal. It causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions on the body. The outbreak in the Congo began with the spread of an endemic strain known as Clade I. But a new variant, Clade IB, appears to spread more easily through routine close contact, including sexual contact. It has spread from the Congo to neighboring countries including Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda, triggering the action from the WHO. Tedros said on Wednesday that the WHO had released $1.5 million in contingency funds and plans to release more in the coming days.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The United States and key mediators Egypt and Qatar are intensifying efforts to push Israel and Hamas toward a ceasefire deal. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittes-Kuzwawa has this report.
Talks are scheduled Thursday in Doha, the capital of Qatar. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror group, is signaling it will not attend. Hamas political officer Osama Hamdan said the group expects to be told by the mediators that Israel has accepted what is being offered, and any meeting should be based on talking about implementation mechanisms and setting deadlines rather than negotiating something new. On Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre projected confidence that talks will happen. Patsy Wittes-Kuzwawa, VOA News, Washington.
About half of all homes and businesses in Puerto Rico were without power Wednesday as Hurricane Ernesto moved north into the warm waters of the Atlantic after dumping torrential rain on the U.S. territory. This is VOA News. More than 725,000 homes and businesses on the island were without electric service out of a total of about 1.5 million customers. That's according to the Caribbean island's main power supplier. Puerto Rico's power grid is notoriously fragile. In 2022, Hurricane Fiona knocked out power for about 80% of the island's homes and businesses for as long as a month. UNICEF says children in West and Central Africa are increasingly exposed to extreme heat, leading to increased health concerns. In a new report published Wednesday, the UN Children's Agency says the frequency of heat waves in the region has more than quadrupled since the 1960s, leaving children more vulnerable to developing chronic conditions and contracting infectious diseases that spread in high temperatures, such as mosquito-borne malaria and dengue. The report comes as West Africa experienced an unprecedented heat wave earlier this year that led to a surge of deaths in the region. Some elephants from Namibia are getting a new home across the border in Angola after conservationists realized the animals needed a new habitat to survive. Vitalio Angula reports from Windhoek, Namibia.
The Kwatir Game Reserve in southeastern Angola was known for its bustling elephant population during colonial times. But the 27-year war between Angola's government and UNITA rebels, which ended in 2002, led to every last elephant in the reserve being killed. Reserve owner Stefan van Wyk is working to reintroduce the jumbos to the 40,000-hectare game reserve. He is getting the elephants from Mount Echo Reserve in Namibia, where 7 years of persistent drought has decreased forage and grazing land for a herd of 50 elephants. Vitalio Angula for VOA News, Windhoek, Namibia.
U.S. film actress Jenna Rollins has died at the age of 94. Rowland received acclaim for her performances of vulnerable women in films directed by her late husband, John Cassavetes, among them A Woman Under the Influence and Gloria, for which she was nominated for Academy Awards, and Faces. She was later praised for her role as an elderly woman suffering from Alzheimer's in the 2004 romantic drama The Notebook, directed by her son, Nick Cassavetes. She was awarded an honorary Academy Award for her career achievements in 2015. Nick Cassavetes revealed earlier this year that his mother had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's 5 years earlier. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.